Welcome back to the LOD podcast series on emotional intelligence. I'm Will Plaskanka. I want to thank you for investing your valuable time and attention to this episode and any others we've already presented or will be presenting in the coming weeks, months, and during this year. We do intend for these podcasts to serve as on-demand development when you might not have the time to pre-register or report at a specific time of day. Please access all our recordings as you wish and when you wish. So today we'll be spending the next approximately 10 minutes continuing our discussion of emotional intelligence. Last session, we worked on some overall definitions and concepts of emotional intelligence. Today, we will begin looking at a model of EI and understanding the two major areas of focus that make up what emotional intelligence is. Embracing the concepts of EI and understanding the two areas of focus and the four individual competencies should bring to light how we interpret and respond to emotions. We'll be basing our framework on the concepts developed and publicized by Daniel Goleman, a PhD in psychologist, who wrote a 1995 best-selling book on emotional intelligence. Goleman's work divides this concept into two overarching categories of focus, which are self and others. So without being able to show you a model of this in a podcast, I'll ask that you imagine an umbrella opened up as you would normally use it, with the fabric side on top and the handle extending down vertically. On the fabric side, imagine the words emotional intelligence in large letters. Under the fabric, on the left side of the handle, you might see the word self. Then on the right side of the handle, you might also see the word others. This is hopefully a visual representation of the overall concept of EI being broken down into those two major components of self and others. The self side represents you and what you know or recognize about your own emotions and how you act. This will be further broken down into the two domains as we move forward. The other side represents how well you know or recognize the emotions of others and how you act. This too will be broken down further into two domains as we continue our discussion. So let's add some more information by identifying those two domains under self. As I mentioned moments ago, these will represent what you know or recognize about your own emotions and then how you act. So the first domain under the self side of the umbrella is self-awareness. What we know, what we recognize about our own emotions. Conceptually, it's beneficial to think about what awareness is and then how that relates to self. Awareness is defined as a knowledge or perception of a situation or fact. So if we have knowledge or perception of something, we are aware of it. Self-awareness is being aware of what's going on inside us. And emotionally, this can be challenging. In the moment, some external stimulus happens to us, and physiologically, our amygdala, that section of our brain, it fires, and we move from thinking about how to respond to reflexively responding. This reaction can occur in both positive and negative situations. It's the negative situations that normally give us the most problems. When negative emotions are brought to us, our brain tries to make sense of these and lead us to safety. It interprets these negative external stimuli as threats to us. In negative situations, you may have heard these three reflexive response choices: fight, flight, or freeze. We can react with one of these three responses when we feel threatened. We get defensive or fight. We remove ourselves from the situation or flight, or we shut down entirely and freeze. When those emotions are firing and strong, the reflexive nature of emotional reactions poses a major barrier to thinking about and recognizing what is happening inside us. This is self-awareness. So reflect on this for a moment. Are you blind to these emotions? Do you recognize them when they fire and they occur? Are you capable of identifying them? Are you in tune to them in the moment they occur? And are you willing to internally acknowledge them? So self-regulation is the second domain under self. Self-regulation refers to the next step from knowing what is going on inside of us and acknowledging this into behaving in a way that takes that knowledge into consideration and uses it to formulate the next best behavior. Think of self-regulation as your ability to think about what's the next logical step for me to take in this situation. Knowing what we do about emotions and how our amygdala takes us into reflexive behaviors, it follows that it's a tougher task to take up thoughtful and logical behaviors. Thinking about fight, flight, or freeze, these are reflexive and they show little management in the moment, being primarily driven by emotion. If we lack the skill to manage our emotions, they can sweep us up and separate us from logical behaviors that can damage relationships. Think about how well a professional relationship would survive a shouting match, a back-and-forth accusatory contest of two or three individuals engaging in a fight aimed at removing a threat, or a flight where someone just removes themselves from the situation in an effort to protect themselves, or that freeze where someone goes silent, shutting down their interest in a situation and disengaging from the emotion because they cannot manage themselves in the moment. Fighting gets ugly, flighting avoids any behavior that might lead to solutions, and freezing may appear as passive-aggressive or an apathy or lack of interest. Emotional intelligence and leadership says we must be aware of these in-the-moment emotions and not let them drive our behavior in dysfunctional or damaging ways to ourselves or to our colleagues. As leaders, we must manage our behaviors in spite of our emotions to keep relationships positive and effective. If we do not, we will be subject to reactionary behavior. So as we begin to wrap up this session, please also recognize that memories and past experiences can help create very powerful emotions, especially, again, those that were negative. If we have been wronged, we might make commitments to ourselves to, quote, never let that happen again. And we might take great actions to keep that pledge. Recognizing those memory-based emotions in ourselves, acknowledging those emotions, and managing those emotions and how they impact our behaviors is crucial to our relationship success. So please reflect on these questions. Can you manage your own behavior even in the face of strong emotions? Can you adjust your behavior in a way that helps maintain positive relationships? And can you think your way through your emotions and respond in ways that are not dysfunctional? So before we close today, we have spent some time focused on that notion of fight, flight, or freeze, and understanding how negative emotions can damage relationships. I want to be clear that our self-awareness and self-regulation is just as vital and powerful when positive emotions are present. Experiences such as marriage or births and graduations can lead our behaviors also. Think about jumping for joy, running to hug someone, long and tight embraces, appreciative glances. These are also driven by emotions. Now, generally, these positive emotions are welcome within relationships and understood even in times of uncontrolled reactions. We like gratitude. We like appreciation. We like those things, and they tend to not damage relationships. Still, I wanted us to be sure that when we mention that and illustrate that emotions can be powerful, both positive and negative emotions can dictate our behaviors. In closing, Our own emotions have such potential to impact relationships with others. They can overtake our minds and influence our behaviors, overtaking our logical thinking. In our next installment, we'll begin to unpack the others' side of emotional intelligence, and we will do our best to understand our ability and show empathy and social skills. Thank you so much for your time listening to this additional second podcast as it relates to emotional intelligence. We appreciate you spending your moments with us, and we hope you continue to look for our work and look for our podcasts. Please let us know if there's anything we can do to help or assist you now or in the future. Thank you very much, and I hope you have a great day.